You're listening to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. Parshas Vayera has a very interesting midrash that we see in Bereishis Rabbah, which gives a little bit of the insider's look at a certain event in this week's parsha, and that is the abduction of Sarah Yemenu. Sarah is abducted for the second time in Parshas Vayera by Avimelech, king of the Plishtim. Of course, in last week's parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, she's abducted by Paro, king of Mitzrayim. And in this week's parsha, there is a midrash that gives a little bit of the inside story of what was going on. Now, this midrash is Rav Berechia commenting on the pasuk al dvar Sarah Eshes Avraham, which is in Chaf Yud Ches. And that pasuk is saying that Avimelech's family, his household, was afflicted with being all their offices being closed up over the matter al dvar Sarah Eshes Avraham, over the matter of Sarah Eshes Avraham, namely the abduction of her. So the Midrash says this is in Parsha Nun Beis Psikta Yud Gimel in Bereishis Rabbah. And the Mishnah, the Midrash says, this is the words of Berechia, Kol osa halayla hayasa Sarah shetucha al paneha. The entire night Sarah was spread out on her face, meaning in a praying position. Va'omeres, and she said, Ribon ha'olamim, master of the worlds, Avram yatsa b'havtocha v'ani yatsasi ba'amana. Avraham went out with faith, with a guarantee, haftocha, and I went out with faith. Avraham chutz lasira, v'ani nesuna basira. And Avraham is outside the pot, and I am inside the pot. What she seems to be saying over here is that Avraham went out with a havtocha. Avraham was guaranteed by you, Hashem. You promised him that you came out directly, spoke to him directly, and told him that he's going to be a great nation. And I went out with faith. I didn't hear from you directly. I had a much greater level of faith because I just had heard it secondhand from him. I believed in the nevuah of the Navi, and I followed him. Nevertheless, Avraham is now going to be outside the pot. Avraham is, fine right now, while I am inside this disgusting place, the palace of Avimelech. Is that fair? Is that appropriate? Now, she actually says the same thing. There's a midrash very, very similar in last week's parsha, also in Bereishis Rabbah. That was in Parsha Mem Aleph Psikta Beis, but over there, I believe it doesn't have the response of Hashem. But over here, the Midrash says Hashem's response. So what does it say? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ma shani oseh b'shvileich ani oseh. Everything that I do, I do it on your behalf. V'hakol omrim al dvar Sarah Eshes Avraham. And everyone's going to say that this is over the matter of Sarah Eshes Avraham, that it's going to be clear that everything is you. And then and Amar Reblevi over here then says that the entire night there'd be a malach that would act based on what Sarah said. If she would say strike, he would strike. If she would say leave him alone, he would leave him alone. Kol kach lama shayso meres lo eshes isha ani v'lo hayaporish. Why? Because she would tell him, I'm a married woman, and he would refuse to separate. So she would say, okay, strike. He would strike, leave him alone. And then the midrash ends off. Rabbi Elazar tani lami shum Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Elazar taught them. Rabbi Eliezer shemanu b'paro shalaka b'tzaras v'avimelech shalaka b'itzur. We see Paro was stricken with tzaras. The pasuk says it was a similar affliction, which we understand to be tzaras. And Avimelech was stricken with being plugged up. And minayin shakol laku b'zeh u'b'zeh. How do we know that this one? That really both of them got tzaras and both of them got plugged up. Tam alomar al devar sarai eshes Avraham gzera shava. So in parshas Lech Lecha, so in Yud Beis Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says a very similar phrase. The only difference is the change of the name of Sarai and Avraham to Sarah and Avraham. But it says al devar sarai eshes Avraham. It's a gzera shava. So we see that both Avimelech and Paro are afflicted with both afflictions, and this is. The simple understanding of this midrash seems to be that it's al dvar sarah or al dvar sarai is that it's over you. Hashem says everything I do is really on your behalf. Now we have to wonder what's really going on here. So is this Hashem responding when he says everything I do is bishvilech, everything I do is for you. Is that saying that you're right, you Sarah, you really did you did a very big thing. You stepped ahead above Avram, and really you shouldn't be in danger. Fine, so I'm going to help you out, and now you're in charge, and you can control you know what the Malach is going to do to protect you. It could be, but I want to suggest actually something further. If you think about it a little bit more, maybe he's not saying. Fine, I concede and I'm going to help you out. But rather, Hashem is telling her just a principle in general that, you know, everything is really for the best. Everything Hashem does is for the best. And you being in the situation is really only for Hashem to set you up for something great. Now, how do we see that? So perhaps we could say, you know, point out the following, which is that in the very next scene, after she leaves the home of Avimelech, we see Sarah gets pregnant. And, you know, it could be, we know Chazal point out over here that Avram davens for Avimelech and his household, that they should be able to be unplugged and their women should be able to give birth. And we learn a principle over here that when you daven for others, for something that you need, you get answered first. So it could be that her being in a situation actually led to her having the child that she has been waiting her whole life to have. So really, this challenging situation really brought that about. And in fact, you could say the same thing in last week's Parsha. Because right after Sarah has, after Sarah is taken by Paro, so right there in Mitzrayim, now, Chazal tell us that something she got after they left Mitzrayim was Hagar. And we know Hagar was someone that Sarah said, you know what, Avram, marry Hagar, and I will be built up through that. And the simple understanding of the pasuk is that, you know, Hagar will have a child, and I'll be able to raise him. That'll be my son, in a sense. Chazal there, quoted by Rashi, say that she was hoping that that would be a schus for her to have her own child. And, you know, maybe she was right. Maybe that actually did contribute. Maybe the schus of giving Hagar away, combined with Avram's tefilos over here for Avimelech, could be the combination of that resulted in her having Yitzchak in this week's parsha. So that's really an amazing thing, right? If the two things she needed for her pregnancy was the special schus and extra powerful tefilos, so the incident with Paro led to the acquisition of Hagar. And then Avimelech taking her also led to this opportunity. So the kidnappings were actually done, as the Midrash says, as Hashem says in the Midrash, Bishvileich. Right? The kidnappings were done in order to give Sarah the ability to have a child. So what Hashem is telling her is that you're challenging me from you know, is this fair? Is this fair? And Hashem says, everything I do is for you. Everything that, you know, the challenging situations you're in, that's for you to set you up for great things and for the answer to your prayers. Like really the thing that the your deepest desire in life is to have a child, and I'm setting you up for it. And sometimes it takes challenging situations to get there, but that's what Emunah is really about. Everything, says Hashem, everything I'm doing is for you. Not just in the fact that I'm going to let you guide the punishment for and prevention of, you know, Chas Hashem, something horrible happening with Paro and Avimelech, but even more, that even the challenge in the first place is only to set you up for greatness. So we should obviously take this to heart, and you know, it's obviously easier said than done, but to see all the challenges that we have, to see them as really being bishvilenu, really for with our best interest in mind. And Kol Ma'adavad L'Tavav, everything Hashem does is really for our best, and to be able to see it like that, and we should be blessed with being able to have a as referred to as revealed good and clarity and true emunah. Have a beautiful Shabbos.